News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In the Middle East, Hamas has accepted a draft peace deal, while Israel says a ceasefire in the region is close but not quite there yet. With me to discuss more is Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent Alistair Bunkle. Good morning, Alistair. What's left to do to get this across the line in your view?
Yeah, good question. I think that it is coming down to the mechanism of implementation. So really the fine detail. There's reports that Israel are still to hand over maps, for example, showing exactly where the IDF would withdraw its forces to within Gaza. So it's that kind of detail which is probably delaying an announcement. I think all the main points seem to have been agreed upon, as have a lot of the smaller points, but it is that nitty-gritty.
Okay. And those broad stroke terms that have been agreed, what's included in them now?
Okay, so I mean, it's going to be a three-phase deal, of which really only the first phase has been properly agreed upon. The first phase being a release of 33 hostages, women, children, the elderly, and the unwell. And in return, the release of a number of Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. I don't know how many Palestinian prisoners, you know, in total over all three phases. We are talking hundreds and hundreds, so probably a very large number. And then there will be a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces away from urban areas in Gaza and a surge of humanitarian aid, something like 500 or 600 trucks a day into Gaza, which is desperately needed. So that's phase one, which would last about 6 weeks. Early on in phase one, negotiations for phase two would begin. That would be, broadly speaking, the remaining hostages, probably IDF soldiers who would not be released in the first phase. And then finally, we get into the release of the bodies of hostages. And then phase three would be about future governance and future security control of Gaza.
Okay. And is there a phase three beyond that? You said a three point...
Yeah, so those would be the three phases. If we got to phase three, and I've got to say that, you know, people are pretty sceptical, probably including myself, then that would be who runs Gaza, who funds the reconstruction, you know, a real kind of, you know, what's the future of Gaza look like? You know, even if we got to phase three, I still think that's many months away.
Because Hamas remains unpalatable as having a role in Gaza as far as Israel is concerned. Is that fair to say?
Totally fair to say, yeah. I mean, Hamas, I think I'd be probably confident enough to say Hamas will not have a role in governing Gaza ever again, because if there is any potential for that to be happening, then Israel just wouldn't allow it and Israel would go back to fighting in Gaza. So most Western officials think it has to be some sort of form of the Palestinian Authority, which is governed by Fatah, which is Hamas's rival. Israel doesn't seem to be too keen on that either. But at some point, the reality will come home that you will need some sort of Palestinian governance. If it's not going to be Hamas, then the Palestinian Authority is the most likely. And if it's not the Palestinian Authority, well, who?
And very lastly, Alistair, obviously, President Trump to be inaugurated on this coming Monday. Is that what has crystallised, I suppose, the parties here and brought them to the table in this way? Has Trump, in fact, been some kind of an architect of this, perhaps surprisingly to some people?
I think, in fairness to President Trump, his election and his forthcoming inauguration has sort of given it impetus. I think that's a reasonable credit to give him. And his Middle East envoy, Stephen Witkoff, is in the region now, has been in the region for a week or so, and seems to have had an effect. But at the same time, you know, you cannot ignore the fact that the outgoing Biden administration has spent hours and hours and days and months negotiating this, mostly fruitlessly. But now, because of what they put together earlier on last year, which is now seems to be almost an identical proposal as to what is going to be agreed upon now. You know, the Biden administration's had a lot to do with it. What's going to be really interesting is, I think, when it's agreed, it will be officially announced by the mediators, Qatar, Egypt, and the United States. But which United States president will look to claim credit for it?
Thank you indeed for joining us. That is Alistair Brunkle there, Sky's Middle East correspondent.
Up next, John Duggan has all your sport, including the North Landing.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.